Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Let me especially say Shabbat Shalom to Ava and her family, to our guests, to all the fourth graders and families spread out throughout the congregation. So, I love stories, and I love working with Rabbi Rappaport as we tell stories together. With what you'll see tonight and with her magic tricks, I feel like we're becoming Penn and Teller. You can figure out who's who later on. That'll now be the topic of discussion during Rosh Hashanah. So for my younger friends, first question is, what is something that you really like to do that you say, boy, when I do that, I feel good about doing it, and it's really fun? It may be some sport that you do. It may be computers. It may be art. What is something that you do that's fun? Think about it. Don't leave me hanging. I'm going to be traveling around. Yes! Okay, Jules.
I like Minecraft.
Minecraft, good. And Sophie?
Softball.
Great. And tell me your names.
Olivia.
Audrey.
And what do you like?
Soccer.
Great. And Davin?
Baseball.
And what's your name?
Hannah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hannah. I forgot because you're not wearing your Disney braid. Go ahead.
Soccer.
Okay, back here, and then we'll circle around back. Yes, ma'am.
Guitar,
great. And yes, sir?
Video games,
okay. My young friend over there, come to the other aisle. I have to make my walking fun as I walk all the way around. Fourth graders, come on over here so I can get you one at a time. Come on over. Yes, ma'am.
Swimming,
okay. Demi?
Helping out my family.
Okay, that's very nice. And, Elsie.
Gymnastics.
Great. And Emily.
Basketball.
And Tegan.
Art.
Great. And back here. Okay, Asher.
Sleeping.
You'll get to that when you get a little older. Okay, come on over.
Homework,
and you're going to go to the University of Chicago.
Swimming.
Okay.
Football.
So I am going to now tell you and show you something that I like to do, that I learned how to do at summer camp, that I'm not going to move the microphone at all. So, Rabbi Rappaport, if you'll come and give me a hand for a second and hold the microphone. This is going to be a story about a very small animal. Yeah. This is going to be a story. Hold the mic closer to my mouth, thank you, because I'm going to talk while I'm doing this. And, yep, there we go. And it's a very small animal, and I actually have this animal on my wristwatch because it's one of my favorite creatures, and I've worked on the patter. And here we go. This is a story. Yes, kids, I will be doing these during the Oneg. This is a story about a little mouse. And so this little mouse was very, very tiny, and he was really scared all the time. And so the mouse said, who is big and who is strong? And the mouse thought, the sun. Yeah, they're in order. Okay, good. And so the mouse went to the sun, who is really, really high up in the sky. And the little mouse said to the sun, will you be my friend? Because you're up in the sky and you're, was that thunder? Wow. And you're big and strong and you're stronger than anybody. And it's not night yet. That's the next slide. And will you be my best friend? But the son said unto the little mouse, well, I'm up in the sky, and I'm big and strong, but I'm really not all that strong, because the clouds are stronger than me. Right on cue. Wasn't that amazing? And so the little mouse went to the clouds and said, clouds, you're stronger than the sun. And the sun's up in the sky, and I'm little, and I'm afraid. And so could you help me and be my friend? But the cloud said, we're up in the sky, and besides, the wind is stronger than us, because the wind pushes us all around the world. Where'd the wind go? Oh, there we go. And the little mouse went to the wind and said, will you be my thunder and lightning next year? Will you be my friend? And because you are stronger than the clouds, who's stronger than the sun. And the wind said, I run all around the world, so I can't be your best friend. And besides, I'm not that strong, because the wall is stronger than me. So the wall came and stood on the front of the stage, and the little mouse went to the wall. The wall stood on the front of the stage. Okay. And the little mouse said to the wall, I'm so small and I'm afraid, and you are stronger than the wind, who's stronger than the clouds, who's stronger than the sun. And will you be my best friend? And the wall said, you know, I am strong, but you see all the holes in me? There's a little mouse, and that little mouse is stronger than me. And so the two little mice became really good friends. So I really like the story. And thank you to Rabbi Rappaport. And, or Teller, as we're calling her. And, but it's a fun story for two reasons. One, just like the little mouse learned that the clouds and the wind and sun all had something special about them, so there's something special about each and every one of us. Some like soccer, some like to sleep, some like art. And what's really fun, and that's what I really like about the fourth grade, is that with each of the things that we do, that when we come together here at Temple, we get to be with our friends. Shabbat Shalom.